Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to episode 249 of the Chewbacca's Buck Experience Enhanced. I am your co-host, Chang and Chroma. We're waiting on callers. Yes, good evening. I'm your host, Chang Chroma. And I'm the co-host of Chewbacca's Buck Experience Enhanced. And we will be discussing Expect the Unexpected, open mic discussion about unforeseen events that will change the course of our story. Call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. Your call-in number is 516-418-5996. You press 1 and you'll be added to the queue. So go ahead, we have one caller tonight. We got Brother Kaleem.
Greetings, people. Greetings. How you feeling?
How you doing, Brother Kaleem? We're having technical difficulties. So I'm trying to
right.
The boards and do this over the phone. So, what do you have to add about Expect the Unexpected?
Well, I'm saying life is always full of a lot of mysteries. I mean, but it's not a mystery God. Once you come in contact with yourself and you look within to not be without, you will be always be prepared for any unexpected difficulties that you have not planned for. As you start to plan for these things with your vision, you will start to see that you will be able to overcome that you can have as long as you move with a unit of people that have the dexterity and the experience which is needed for you to overcome any difficulty or any obstacle that is before us. We mustn't shy away from obstacles. Obstacles make us stronger as a people and more resourceful. We're going to have many resources that we can tap into in order for us to fulfill our mandate to become society builders within this civilization.
Right. And since we are the mothers and fathers of civilization, we should be able to do that, but it seems that we have lost our way.
Well, we have lost our way, but many have come to actually guide us back. We can look back to our ancestors, Ashe, Marcus Garvey. We look back to Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We look to Noble Drew Ali. We can look to our great wizards, our Carter G. Woodson. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Kwame Ture, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. A lot of people have come in the past. There's not too many in the present time that we are in because we have a deficiency of black leadership because people have moved more towards the establishment. We realize the establishment wants to perpetuate its own existence in order for it to become more powerful. So what they do ultimately benefits themselves and not benefits the people. So as people who realize that we have sagacity, we have to build ourselves in order for us to overcome anything unexpected, in order for us to deal with what's expected, which is the bureaucracy trying to keep themselves in power over the proletariat.
Right. So we need to bring the power back to the people, is what you're saying.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I mean, all power to all people. We realize that the Panthers came with this mantra in order for us to realize that we do have the power, but we've allowed for the corporations and the 1% to usurp the power from the people, and we give them with our consumer patronage. As we start to realize that we can put the power back in our own hands and have black power, this is black nationalism, in order for us to control our own destiny, we can put the power back in our own community by spending our dollar more than 6 hours within our community and have it last as long as 2 weeks as other communities have inside the society that we live. Oh, shit. You, where you at? Yo, where you at?
All right, so back. The guys, you still with us?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, I got disconnected, man. I'm having technical difficulties, like I said. But yeah, we got to bring the power back to the people. I don't know what you were saying after that because I got disconnected.
It was nice, though. I understand. As a people, we gotta realize that, you know, we have everything in our side of opportunity to build a society and to build a future for our people that is within the vision of our ancestors. Our ancestors realized that we needed food, clothes, and shelter. So as we start to provide these things for our people, we will start to become sagacious in how we can conduct our affairs to bring ourselves to new plateaus that are unimaginable by those who have chosen to guide us to a position that benefits only the plutocracy.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is it's up to the people to get us out of the situation that we're in right now.
I'm saying we got a power, all power to the people. The Black Panthers definitely have the power to the people as we start to organize and mobilize people. We got to keep up with these tactics. We realize that it was the Black Panthers who had a food program and an education program that actually uplifted the spirits of the people and actually took care of the people's needs. It was up to us to continue the program, the activities. We got to be careful of the words that we use. When we use words like program, we got to consider ourselves almost like machines. And they have ideas to program people like machines with microchips and bio technology, which is able to enhance, if you will, the human structure or the corporate world.
All right, hold on, hold that, Brother Kaleem. We're joined with Lady Che and Brother Isaiah out of Baltimore. Peace, love, light, and black empowerment. How are y'all doing this evening?
Peace, black family. What's up? What's the show about tonight, black family? Peace.
Yeah. What's the show about tonight?
Tonight's show is about expect the unexpected. Open mic discussion about unforeseen events that will change the course of our story.
Okay.
And I'm having technical difficulties, so hopefully I don't get disconnected again.
Oh, yeah, they're having no fun. Yeah, they'd be having messing with our rhythms.
Talk amongst yourselves real quick. I got to take this call from Shabaki.
Okay.
What's up, brother? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Well, how's everybody doing? Yeah, how's everybody doing? Like,
it's Brother Kaleem, Brother Isaiah. It's just Brother Kaleem and Brother Isaiah right now. Oh, you got kicked out. God damn it.
Your Brother Isaiah, where you calling from?
I come from BMO, man.
A word? Yo, that's where Mosey's at, right? Yeah, it's a strong system. It's a strong system. We got to get some more black milk. You know who also is from Baltimore? Kwame.
Who's that?
Chris Infoman is also from Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. Yeah,
right.
He used. You remember me from way back, side of our culture.
Oh, yeah, do that. Yeah, we need to start, we need to start on more organizing, you know what I'm saying? Because we come first, we come first, we're the first people. So it's time for us to come together as one, time to unify.
You need to press the one. Hold on, I'm trying to get Lake Chain. Shabaka is about to call in as well.
Okay. I'm Bubba Shabaka. Man. What is it?
No. So, what's happening in Baltimore? I know that the district attorney ended up getting in trouble for some shit.
Still talking about that. Mayor Mosby trying to, and I'm going to tighten her. Yeah, there's trying to still going on with that, but I need to look that up. They are still doing that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same old thing in Baltimore. Sure, it ain't nothing, Still, there's some homeless people out here. Still see that every day. And still, they're not providing no shelters. They just doing a camp.
Definitely voice.
All right,
so Lady Chase.
I'm back
in here. What
are
we talking about?
Yeah, so we just have this open mic discussion.
So what did you expect that you didn't expect?
Yeah.
What did you expect this week that you didn't expect?
True that. Well, if we come together as one, we'll not be seen a lot of homeless people,
Okay, if I may interject, Brother Isaiah.
Brother.
Okay, is that Brandy? Yeah, how you doing? And thank you, sister. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. First of all, I want to thank you all for...
Outlaw Radio might be coming over after the show.
Okay, good. Okay, first of all, I want to thank you. Okay, I want to thank you all for keeping the platform up. You know what I mean? Number one. Number two, I just got in here to Los Angeles, and I'm extremely tired. But Los Angeles is bummed out, okay? And the homeless situation here is downright sickening. I went through Leimert Park where they're supposedly going to be building the museum at in regard to our people. Yeah. It was so bummed out, and there were so many homeless over there, I almost broke down and cried just to show you how bad it was. And that place was the mecca for black business in Los Angeles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, I did see where the Total Experience has been torn down, and I see that they did break ground, for the museum that is supposed to be coming up, but I didn't see too much improvement on it at all. Okay, now, the unexpected, okay? the unexpected is going to be the economical shift that they think that we are not aware of, you know, that's being very, very evident. I mean, it's telegraphing it, you know, big time. And we are all we got. It is time for us to build for ourselves, grow your own food, start our own economical basis, and we could do it. I mean, if Harriet Tubman, you know, could lead slaves all the way from the deep south up into the north to freedom, you see what I'm saying? We could do it. If our ancestors who traveled on that boat ride and still survived it, we can do it, okay? But as far as Los Angeles is concerned, oh, well, I'm severely adamant to all them big movie individuals, you know, who I always cuss out right there. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm just seeing so many of our people out here, man. Minds is gone, man, content with being homeless. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then you got children who is coming up homeless out here, and it's like the norm for them. You know what I mean? I mean, you got fools riding down the street, man, you know, panhandling for change, riding in the opposite end on a bicycle in rush hour traffic.
Wow.
Panhandling. I mean, riding a fucking bicycle against, you know, traffic in L.A.'s rush hour, panhandling. You see? And then, and like I said, but I noticed that the infrastructures of corporate America are coming up there in Leimert Park. You know what I mean? I mean, you got the Metro Rail all up and down Crenshaw Boulevard now, you know, where they put money off into that. I'm sorry?
What's with the big homeless surge?
Okay, what's with the surge?
The big homeless surge.
The big homeless surge.
Yeah, it's like a homeless surge.
Yeah. You have a huge surge going off into it. Is because what has happened is a lot of people have lost their homes. You know, with the high taxes right here in California. Also, too, believe it or not, they got an initiative out here in California to prevent employees, from suing their employers. You know what I mean?
Damn.
It's a mess. Okay,
yeah.
Hold on, y'all.
It's
a mess. Hold on. Okay, just give me one second here.
Damn, I wonder if it's worse than the Tenderloin.
The left side is beautiful. You got a big football game coming up this weekend, right? Are you going to watch a halftime show?
I'm watching with my mate, yes.
Yes, you're looking at a halftime show, right? You see how hip-hop's in control of that?
Yeah.
Mm. No, I wasn't aware, but I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I
make sure you
know hip-hop is controlling the universe.
Nah, they're controlling the halftime show for the Super Bowl this year. They were throwing a halftime show for the Super Bowl this year. You can check that out, too. That's the cultural significance of hip-hop.
Where they playing the Super Bowl at here in Los Angeles is where I'm at. Now, get this here, people. Y'all going to love this one. Greetings to you.
Is it worth the Tenderloin?
Here in the state of California, they got an initiative here that will eliminate employees' ability to file lawsuits for monetary penalties for state labor law violations.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
This here is initiative number, this is right up your alley, Brother Paris, initiative number 21-0027A1, and the title of it is Eliminates Employees' Ability to File Lawsuits for Monetary Penalties for State Labor Law Violations.
Wow.
That's
so
bad.
So does that mean that they can work the people and not pay them right?
Basically, yeah. And then not only
so
that,
like free slave labor.
Yeah. In other words, it's preventing them from filing a lawsuit on behalf of themselves and other employees against employers to recover monetary penalties for certain state labor law violations.
Yeah, so they're just pocketing all that money.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. And then get this here. Eliminate labor commissioner's authority to contract with private organizations or attorneys to assist with enforcement.
Damn,
so
they can't even sue them.
Basically, that's what the crux of it is. You see what I'm saying?
That's garbage, yeah. So no wonder there's all this homeless stuff going on. You can't pay the rent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And there's going to be a whole lot of people here in Los Angeles County that's going to be out there. And since the last time I've been here, and as you know, Brother Paris, over there on the St. Julian Street, where you had just like one row of tents down the sidewalk. Now you got three and four. Just like in Denver, three and four. The tenderloin is in San Francisco, over there in Oakland, which you have over there in Oakland. You got East Oakland, West Oakland, North Oakland. And then you got the bottoms they call over there. And keep in mind, I'm more familiar with Los Angeles than I am of Oakland, okay? And then over there, too, is that the Port of Oakland, the last time I saw it, and I don't know if anybody saw my live feed I did last December of the statue that they put up as Huey Newton. The Port of Oakland.
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, and the Port of Oakland is that was way in the distance of the video, okay, where you saw the cranes up there on the other side of the freeway or expressway, as they call it. The Port of Oakland was empty. Now, get this. Up in Canada, the truck drivers, you know, are having some type of protest, and they were fundraising for their efforts, you know, to get the economy back up, right? GoFundMe has shut down their account.
Well, what it was is that they were fighting a mask mandate up there in Canada, and they didn't like the way that they were making them force them to get masks and vaccines. So they decided to end protest, and that's what led it down here. They're taking it statewide. Yeah. There's a lot of progress, which also means that we should take a little lesson from them. They are making some serious moves.
Right, so this is why, you know, this episode was entitled Expect the Unexpected. Okay, so expect
everything is unexpected.
And by the way, not cutting nobody off, okay, is that we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call us at 516-418-5996 and thank Biden for this shit.
Right. And they don't want I guess they don't want to get roasted. So we still waiting on two. Like they can call in.
Yeah.
Sure, we're gonna get that ass handled for real.
And then also, I want to give a shout out there to Brother Eileen, you know, from what I saw that he lost a loved one. So most definitely, you know, our hearts go out to the brother, you know, in this difficult time for him.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make that there. No,
rest in power.
Yes, sir.
No.
And then,
Brother Omar,
keep in mind. Yeah, yeah, Brother Omar. Then definitely want to give a shout out there to Brother Khalim, you know what I'm saying? Who's been dropping a lot of knowledge and what have you. But like I said, people, I've just been ripping and running, you know, trying to keep my head above water, you know what I'm saying?
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, rise of power to Brother Ali's brother of the past. It's terrible. You know, he's grieving, so our prayers go out with him. You know, from us to him and him just. We want him to, you know, get through this.
Yeah. And then also, too, like I said, what I saw of LA's Black Renaissance of the 60s, the 70s, and 80s, and the 90s people, it is gone.
Damn.
Hurt Park is gone. I mean, buildings, you know, but mighty funny, you know, that the state of California or the county of Los Angeles or the both of them, you know, got that damn metro rail up there, you know, overcharging people to ride that shit. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by gone, Shabaka? What do you mean by gone?
The luster is gone. It's like a ghost town.
Damn.
Hurt Park is like a ghost town.
How much
you know? Yeah, because they put the metro rail there, Brother Che, all up and down Crenshaw Boulevard, okay? And Hurt Park, as you know, sits right there on the corner of Crenshaw Boulevard and 43rd Street. Okay.
Right.
I mean, the little park itself, called the Mert Park, it's all fenced up, and all you see is people out there strung out, you know what I'm saying? You know, walking down the street, pushing baskets, looking half-naked,
I'm glad you missed
that.
I'm glad you missed that, too, Black family. I'm glad y'all missing that, because when I'm out there, I've been seeing a lot of unfolded houses around my way. They like all boxing, put all kinds of shit up in there. So you know what they're doing to them, tearing down houses. If they're gonna build a new gas station, new mini mart, for us to go in, and all that shit. And also they also trying to build
every state was gonna look like this. Every state was going to be homeless because that moratorium fucked everything up. COVID did everything. And I've been saying it for over a year that every state was going to have a homeless, like a chat city, like how it was down in the down in California, you know what I mean? It was going to be like Skid Row. Every state was going to have their own Skid Row. I was saying that like over a year ago when COVID hit and the moratorium went in.
Okay, and also, too, to prove your point even further, here in L.A. County, they do have the mandatory mask wearing when you go inside, you know, stores and stuff like that. So I got me some mask, hand sanitizer, you know what I mean, trying to keep my immune system up, you know, as best as I could, you see what I mean, and what have you.
And I'll be going to work, but I still got my mask on.
Yeah, and then they got all these COVID, and then they got all these COVID testing sites on every corner, you know, that I saw in L.A., in Southwest L.A., in the Crenshaw District and all that. But, you know, but guess who the main one is running them, y'all? Asians. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, from what I saw, I'm making a preliminary statement. Yeah, I know I'm making a preliminary statement on it, but that's, you know, what I saw, because I only got here yesterday. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. See, and then, but it's very interesting. Is that
from the time you left, till the time you came back, how much time was that that all this really had happened?
Okay, it's been a minimum of 4 years.
God damn. That's how long I've been to.
Yeah, but just to see the damage, you know, that happened in that small amount of time is incredible. It is incredible. And the main ones out here I'm seeing are still a lot of our young people and our seniors as well, too.
Oh,
so, yeah,
man.
So expect the unexpected. And then unlike Denver, you know, where Denver and Baltimore and Toronto, where it gets real cold that, you know, this time of year, was contributing a lot to it because you got a lot of unhoused people across the nation.
Please don't remind me, though. Sure, if it's cold out here, I'll be freezing, you know. I definitely won't be trying to bundle up. I'm about to move somewhere else. Because it's even cold weather, no joke.
But
everybody realize that Gaddafi had free heating bills. Electricity bills were free once power came back to the people. Realize it's the energy companies that are making all this money from the people,
and
the people got to realize that they got to do things for themselves.
Right. No, you're right.
That's true.
I mean, I've been investing in energy stocks myself. I mean, trying to make some money off of myself. We got to realize that there's ways of making money so we don't have to be victimized by the vision of the capitalists and the plutocracy that want to see us either dead in jail or homeless. They want us marginalized from society. We got to find ways to marginalize society in order for us to empower ourselves.
Yes, particularly our men.
Particularly our men.
Particularly our men, folks. You know, and if I do get the chance, folks, I will be, you know, going to Hollywood if I get the chance. So I can go out there and, like I said, and cuss them out right there on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and hide them. Because, you know, that's where they host your Academy Awards at. And it seems to
say before she got dropped that she got an apartment, but she ain't got no heater.
Brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, okay. But I think I saw it there on the net where she did get the heater.
Yeah, she got to pick it up, but she doesn't have heat in her apartment.
Oh, wow.
Wow, people.
It's a real problem. Like, I have to pay electricity even though I get it at a discount. I lowered the bill like to something affordable, like $11. And then, I don't have no heater, and I have a bad heart, so I've been like super, super, super cold. And I'm thankful that the cultural center helped me out, and brother Shabazz Muhammad, he helped me out a little bit too with like a little donation. Really tight. It's a major blessing for me. 10 bucks, you never know, something, you know what I mean? And actually it was very helpful. Other than that, like I had to like really beg for the apartment complex, even though I'm on a voucher, I'm on a housing voucher, to take care of my apartment. They still ain't been by to take care of my apartment, and it's horrible. Like, it's like this for everybody everywhere. You know what I mean? Nobody is safe from the problems of losing their apartment. We have a street in a tent.
What you were saying was nobody's exempt from being homeless or out on the street.
Oh, exactly. You know what I mean? And it's not a good feeling.
No,
and
it's not.
Then, of course, we know how this can contribute to a lot of mental breakdowns, a lot of mental anxiety. You see what I'm saying? And what have you. And then just seeing our people out here, folks, just lost.
Oh, my God.
Just lost. You know? Yeah, so, you know, so that is, you know, that I got to stay on that one right there. And then my apologies, you know, for not making the StreamYard the last couple of times is because, you know, I've been out here trying to handle this business to keep my head above water, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
And, Yeah, it's rough out here in the wild, wild west. It's just
it's dying this way.
And as we all know,
the states be giving away so much money to these programs, and these programs are ultimately failures. The percentages don't add up with them. With the amount of people, if you're expecting 99% permanent housing rate per year, you're only getting 14 to 20% people housed. That's like a major motherfucking failure. And yet they keep giving millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And you see, but keep in mind, it's designed this way.
Yep.
You see? It's designed this way, and this is why I appreciate the unification of these platforms coming up there, bringing some attention to it, because mainstream media ain't going to do it.
No.
Straight up.
I mean, it's very important that we talk amongst ourselves. I think it's very important that we talk amongst ourselves to build our cohesion. Cohesion is a big part of us working together to build a society, because we realize society is not working even for them as it is for us. We realize because they're in the 1%, they have a larger cushion. We realize it's going to come around and hurt them too. They've lost billions because of this coronavirus. You know what I mean? At the Most High has sent to bankrupt capitalism. Babylon has fallen. I don't know if y'all are really familiar with that term. It comes deep from the Rastafari tradition. We're watching Babylon fall right now.
No, brother, that's exactly what you're witnessing. Okay, and then also, too, and it came to my attention that they got the Super Bowl coming here from Los Angeles, right? And it will be a wonderful thing is that on Sunday morning that every black player in that damn game says, hey, guess what? We're not suiting up today. And watch the back out of the county. Okay.
And on Sunday, I'm going to be at work.
and then keep in mind, if every black player walked off the field, didn't even suit up, do you know how many lawsuits that they will happen, you know, behind that?
Yep.
And then with the talent that
we
have.
Well, the players get fined, too?
No, see, what would happen with the players, see, they would open themselves up for a lot of breach of contract lawsuits.
Right.
They'll probably lose endorsements. Okay, but the economical shift that it would cause would be incredible. And then keep in mind, as I stated up on my post, is that the talents that we have, and if we form our own league, you see what I'm saying? NFL and the NBA. Okay.
And the baseball league.
And Major League Baseball, if they did that, they could shut those leagues down within 5 years because they'll be consuming their own resources.
Right. And Ice Cube showed the template on how to do that with the big three.
Okay, which is the big three?
What happened to the boxing idea? Because that was tight, too.
Well, yeah, the boxing one.
Okay, now what's happening with the boxing world, you know, it's on its decline. It's because I noticed that a lot of fighters are going doing this UFC shit. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've been watching that, too. The UFC, too.
Yeah.
Some mixed martial arts.
But keep in mind, they're only using, like, 2 ounce gloves, you know what I'm saying? So that's practically using a bare fist, you know what I mean? And then also, too,
and they also be on barefoot, too. So definitely, they're going to have a lot of surgery come out there, please.
Oh, yeah. And then also, too, a couple of governors had signed, you know, bills in their state to prohibit these transgenders from competing in female sports.
Yeah.
So,
I know Texas is one of them.
Good.
Thank God, man, because that's bullshit.
And North Dakota was the other one. Yeah.
Yep.
And North Dakota was the other one. Okay, it was one of the Dakotas, you know, that I briefly
saw. Dakota,
you know, what it,
Texas.
Yeah. And Arkansas, too, I believe.
in the Arkansas area.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a good thing, but it's up to us, black family. We are all we got. And these current times of expecting the unexpected, okay, is getting ready to slap everybody real hard in the face, I'm going to say within the next 90 days. That's it.
Oh, Florida, too.
Oh, yeah. Glad you brought Florida up. Glad you brought up Florida. Okay, well, they have passed this asinine bill that stating that we cannot be talking about the horrors of slavery because it makes white folks feel uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Yeah. They're worried about their comfort and fragility. And I'm like, fuck them, man. I don't care what their little devils think. They need to feel this. And
no,
his defense is over there letting the Nazis walk around freely in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Like, all over the news. Is standing in front of, you know, them abortion clinics talking about the clinics kill white people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit. So? I'm like, so. Just kidding.
Yeah, so it was seven states. Alabama,
yeah.
Arkansas, Montana, Mississippi, North Dakota, and West Virginia.
Oh, man, that's a lot of races down there. They are blunt with theirs. So blunt. Right.
Peyton and athletics.
Sure, you know me. I ain't not moved to no damn West Virginia. That's for damn sure. Sure, y'all gonna see me on in the news somewhere. Yeah, y'all gonna see me in the news somewhere. Man with a hot top fade.
Yeah.
The one man band with a hot top fade.
Yeah. Too. I think the average minimum income is like $20,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Although the Panthers are saying that the big migration is towards south, then, you know, all black people should just move to the south. That'd be equal.
Mm-hmm.
So
only
letting,
in Atlanta,
I mean,
or Texas.
Yo.
Houston, Texas. When they're on the land of Houston, Texas, that's the only the south that if we want to move up there. And I ain't not moving them to the south
either. I'm just saying, right, if you realize the south is the black belt, we need to move back and really start to put some effort into building a community right there. I mean, that belongs to us. You realize the Black Lanta, you know what I mean, it's not Hot Lanta, but Black Lanta, because it's run by black people, it's a chocolate city. We can start to make a new black capital and make the south be for us. We can bring it back again. There's no reason why we can't. Vision for commitment equals success. I mean, we have all the ability, we have all the resources that are needed. We got a black mayor, Dinkins. I mean, right? We've got a black mayor even before that in Bottoms. And I mean, we hopefully can get Stacey Abrams to become the black governor. And then we start to see that Black Lanta is the center of the black belt. And we start to rise that to a change within our structure inside the society.
Yeah,
it has
to say that way, too.
Yeah.
That's on point. That's on point. Right?
Okay, but you see, people, the thing is that we're going to have to start taking some accountability on. And when I say we're taking some accountability on, and these solid black-ass politicians who ain't doing shit for us. Straight up.
Right.
I mean, look at Eric Adams. You know. All
right.
Look at Eric Adams.
Look at all over the world, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eric Adams is a piece of shit.
It's called neocolonialism. You see what I mean? It's what it's called. It's called neocolonialism. You know what I mean? And this is why the hashtag was created, Resurrection of the Mental Dead. You see what I mean?
Right.
Because them is a bunch of brain dead ass fools. I mean, for real. You know, they really are. I mean, here, you know, like I said, in the city or a state where we make up less than 20% of the fucking population, but we're making up over 50% of the damn homes.
Yeah,
and that really pisses me off. And I'm standing here looking at all these damn planes lining up to land at LAX, flying over Century Boulevard, you know, for the damn Super Bowl, and every fucking black player need to boycott that shit.
Like I said, Bob Chicago did not suit up this protest.
But they'll be hit with a bunch of breach of contract suits. And then, let me say, I do recognize the effort, the time, energy, and effort out of their lives, you know, to compete, you know, to do that. But where are we going to draw the line? You see what I'm saying? Now, for those who get up there and say, well, we don't see colors all about the money thing, you could best believe the way this shit is going on here that I'm seeing in the city of Los Angeles, if that's not the case, then why the fuck are our people up here making the majority of the homeless out here?
Because everything's surrounded by racism. We can't listen to what they say. We're looking with our eyes. Our eyes are saying everything is racist and everything is against black people right now, especially right now. And we got to, you know, much as we say unify, it just needs some strong individuals to lead right. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because our own is so weak-minded right now. One day, and they're going to wake up. They're going to wake up and see the process going on.
You know, yeah, it's bad. You know, it's bad.
We can't wait for them to wake up. We got to force them to take this shit seriously.
Right.
Like,
it's crazy, though, that we have to force them to finally tell them what's going on. Like, and they still ain't good.
We're in a state of emergency,
like
as Spock always says. We need a damn Marshall Plan.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm
saying? Sure, we in some deep shit, right? We in a state of emergency, we in a state of a crisis, and we own some deep shit.
Yeah, and that's for real, for real, for real. Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible that, you know, majority of the population in a lot of states are black people, you know, and that we're not getting the help that we need, even from the black so-called leaders in every state. Every state has black leaders now. You know what I mean? And they're not doing shit. They're too worried about lining their wallet or sucking up to the man. You know what I mean? And the man ain't been doing shit. It's like at some point you're going to stop being a race traitor and get on phone. You know what I mean?
And to be forgiven, too. They so forgiven.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I'm looking at people like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it just needs some good, strong, powerful individuals, and maybe not as many as we think. Maybe we just need some powerful voices and some powerful movements, and we can get it done.
Right.
And fuck it, they catch up when they catch up, or they don't.
Right.
You can't worry
about
everybody
now. It's just like what Jay said, time for other groups hold their own nuts. Time to stay on cold. And you see
Yeah, that's just it, though, Brother Isaiah. We don't have no choice now but to take that position.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we don't
like
have no choice
lead them to
now,
water.
Now. Yeah, but see, but our very survival is dependent on it now. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's for real. Our very survival is dependent on it now. Yeah. They say,
the more we move forward, the harder it gets,
And all this shit.
You know? How about that?
And
the more
course,
we move forward, with politics and
then
the way things are going, it's going to get harder. But we got to be prepared for that.
Yeah. And then also, too, like this shit that's going on down there with Whoopi Goldberg on The View. What was to be expected, people? Let's be real. What the hell was to be expected?
Like, I'm seeing I don't watch the business, though. She's going to put in the never apologize. She just said, you can't kick my, you know what.
No, see, what it is, Brother Isaiah, they want the black male to die off. They want them to self-destruct. The reason why they want the black male to self-destruct is so that they could say and point the fingers at, well, look what they did to themselves. Now, that holds a lot of water. But at the same token, though, they say, but we didn't put the elements in place. You see, it's just carried on generation after generation. You see, this is some real sad shit here that I saw in the city here the last couple of days. Real sad. Motherfuckers just walking around, man, talking to themselves, ain't phased. You know, fucking with this dope.
And then
you see what they're doing in narcotics. They're putting poison in it. Poison in it now. Now, once again, your Eric Adams, your Michael Hancoons, your Mark Ridley Thompson. Mark Ridley Thomas, I'm talking about your sorry stinking ass, and I'm in Los Angeles, you no good bastard. And then, it's just of how expositionally how the homelessness situation rose in Los Angeles since I've been back here, man. It had to go up every damn bit of 500%. And once again, all your other groups, you got to go hold your own nuts. We are in a severe state of emergency, and we'll be nothing but fucking fools to go out there and worry about somebody else and while our people are up here dying.
Right.
Spiritually, mentally, physically.
Yep.
We supposed to be up there, and we supposed to have this damn position. Oh, I don't see color. But color damn sure sees our black asses, and that's for real.
Mm-hmm. And that goes for them disrespectful people that come from the other places. You know, they forget about, you know, what everybody's done for them to get here. You know, and now that everybody's homeless and needs help, you know, nobody wants to help. They just want to cash in on what SBA has worked for, you know what I mean, or what SBA deserves, which is reparations. You know, and that's terrible. That's a tragedy because they don't want to include SBA in their Caribbean or South American claims. You know what I mean? And that's terrible stuff.
Yeah, well, they do that to drive a wedge, you know, amongst us. You see what I mean? And I hate to say, it's quite effective.
Yeah,
that's what the problem is, you know. Okay, but y'all have a great show. I just had to, you know, to get that in, and I got to focus on work tomorrow, and I'll give you a call after the show, Brother Paris.
Okay, so
okay,
well,
I'll
see
you
statement before you leave.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, my closing statement, you know, before I leave is once again that we are in a severe state of emergency, and now we got to worry about ourselves, point blank. So, therefore, you know, all you haters out there, you know what I'm saying, send your hate mail like you always do to the Twitter and all that. But I'm just going by what I'm seeing, and I've been on this planet 50-plus years, you know, And as they all do, you know, I'm just laying it down. We can't worry about nobody else now. See, we can't worry about nobody else for now, for at least the next 50 years. We have to build our own infrastructures, you know, as Brother Eileen, you know, has stated on his post, that Brother Colleen has stated on his podcast, as Brother Paris has said, as Brandy has said, that Brother Ramel has said, and all the conscious, you know, black media platforms have said, we are all the hell we got, and it's only going to be us to get ourselves up out of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for real. All right. Okay.
Thank you, Shabaka.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, once again. And thank you, too, Brother Pest, for your platform alive. And I'll be giving you a call tomorrow, Brother Chester.
Okay, Shabaka. Have a good night.
Hey, sleep well.
You
be safe.
Peace. All right, so we're down to our last 28 minutes. Anybody have anything in the field on what Shabaka said?
Oh, man, I got a whole bunch of stuff to say. No, go ahead, brothers. Brother Isaiah. Brother Kaleem.
Yes, sir. I'm just saying, right, as the people realize that we got to become goal setters and goal getters. I think we've come here enough time. We're starting to become familiar with each other. Now we can start to take it to the next step and start to make vision plus commitment equal success. I think that we've created a vision for ourselves, realize that we got to become self-reliant. I mean, like some of our ancestors have been, going back to Marcus Garvey, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Noble Drew Ali, and other black nationalists. I think we got to start to realize that if we are going to toot our own horn and say that basically all we got is ourselves, then we got to use ourselves to propel ourselves, or ultimately we are nothing but rhetoric. So we realize that now is the time for us to connect ourselves. Vision plus commitment equals success. So let us start to see ourselves and start to move as a unit to accomplish measurable goals. I think a goal should be to try to economically uplift ourselves and come into the vision of Mansa Musa and become money-making men, or come in the vision of Oprah Winfrey and become millionaires on a mission. Because we realize that even Fulamando Akinluja knows that we have nothing but resources that are part of our existence that we could use to propel ourselves to economic viability.
Okay, it sounds good. It all sounds good. Let's just implement it.
Yep. Are we doing a quotes and comments now, Black Man?
Yeah, if you want to.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Black
love,
Black power.
But okay.
Oh, sure. Okay. Oh, I don't know I'm going to do it now, but if you want to talk some more.
Yeah, we can talk some more. Talk for like maybe 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, we can talk some more. Yep, sure. We're going to let all hang out. Sure, guys. Stay with our chest.
Yes, got to. Say what I said. We got to mention everything that Brother Kaleem is talking about. We got to move
right
on talking and just be implemented. So it starts with self. What do you do? And then you spread that on to your family.
Yeah,
and then
to do for ourselves.
To the community.
Right. And no more waiting for the so-called savior up in the sky. Time to do for ourselves.
No, we got to get our people off that shit. That's just
hell yeah.
And
that's
a
first and foremost. Exactly, because, you know, that thing on the religion is a dangerous mindset. I'm thinking about that for real.
And we talk about religion.
Yeah, every time we talk about religion, all of a sudden, most of our people just go off. I'm like, what the hell?
Like, I can't do this Bible something every day, man. Like, every time we start talking about something, everything always leads back to religion. I'm like, look, man, I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about solutions. So I propose this question to the room. Right? Now that we've been successfully talking about this shit for a minute, but now that we've come to the conclusion that we ain't gonna talk no more, what is each one of us gonna do to help our prospective communities, at least so we can figure out what our big plans are? But we have to live in the city somewhere. To live somewhere. What are we gonna do? You know, I know what I'm gonna do. So you know, I'm trying to do the advocate, because I'm not an activist. I would say I'm going to try to help out by continuously filling the sweep to happen over here, going super hard in city council, and because I don't believe in all the money they spend. They spend money and they're giving it to the failure of programs that leave people still unhoused, not with their people. Eventually, the programs are not big success rates. And I don't know what it is about the city council we got here. They just don't see the numbers, or they don't care. They just gave away $3.4 million.
Those persons, every time they put a go around with that plate, they're trying to put money in the plate. You know, it's not going. It's not really not going to the church. They just want to find a new house, a new corner.
We've given the black church damn near $1 trillion.
I said to myself, and them black churches are worth a lot. Why are they not helping out the homeless people, putting the shelters or something?
I think that they just need a thorough kick in the ass to do so. I think that we need more black, especially we're in Colorado. We need more black service providers. And I was thinking about using my LLC to become something like that. I just need to read up more on it because I'm actually kind of confused. I never did a nonprofit or an actual one like with employees. So I was just my own person, you know, doing my own thing. And now, you know, that's been a long time ago. You know, rules have changed. The laws have changed. But I was thinking about doing it because we don't really have anything for the homeless people in one area. You know, they got to go all the way downtown when they live right here up further than downtown. Like, it's very difficult for them to get tents and sleeping bags and whatnot, plus the cold. Like, we just had a big snow, and it was, like, negative something for, like, 2-3 days straight. So can you imagine what it'd be like out there for them, and they're still trying to live? And then the cleanup crew have the audacity to still sweep them when it's snowing or it's cold out. Still do it, you know, and that's unfair. They basically want to kill people. You know what I mean? They kill them or put them in jail. Either way, that person is no good. They're going to die, you know what I mean, because they got frostbite. I got frostbite just to being in my house with no heater for like 2 days. I got like a little piece of frostbite on my leg, and thank God I know how to get rid of it. You know? Can you imagine to be outside and below 3 degrees all night long?
Oh, wow.
And I was in my house. Crazy.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, it get cold.
It get cold fast. I've been
you're
in
Baltimore,
Yeah, sure. I'd be shivering.
Hell yeah. I have a bad heart, so I can barely keep myself warm as it is. I'm like, oh, my God, I'll be there with my coat on doing broadcast.
Right, and I'd be hating having to do some freezer burns in my hands. I'd be like, shit.
Yeah.
So I know I should wear
some gloves.
You
get rid of it, but it's getting warm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need some help
with
that.
Can you imagine how many people are out there now that never thought they were going to be homeless, but they lost their place through the rent moratorium, and they just learning these homeless skill sets. It took me like 6 months to learn just from being out in the street and going into the rainy season. I was on the sidewalk in the rainy season. I almost died a couple times. You know?
Damn.
So I know how bad it is.
Yeah. I said, like, it's so bad, sure. I'm going to move somewhere that's warm, sure.
Even with the warmth, man, the weather's taking different turns. The weather right now is doing the most. It's like Mother Nature's angry, you know?
Oh, it's always angry.
Mm-hmm. Mother Nature's just tearing up the,
you know,
tearing it
the
up.
The world is going in. So as you know it, and she knows on the, she know on the, and the world is going in. So she's, you know.
She's doing a proper cleanse. I think it's going to be taken over by fucking cannibalism, reptiles, and motherfucking androids. And the black people have just got to be sitting there manifesting fucking war. That's crazy. You know? Our brothers out there marching, boots on the ground, doing the work, and you still got people sleeping. And like brother Aziz said, like a couple weeks back, like a month back, he's like, y'all don't respect the work that they do, like the sleepy heads, you know. They're not respecting the work that the Panthers are doing, fighting for their liberation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Liberation, reparation. We need tangible stuff. We all.
Oh, so before we go, Biden, good old Biden, he's still waiting on his just passed.
They don't want none.
Just passed this racial equity in regards to drug usage and allowing these safe injection sites and money toward that. So when he was locking us up during three strikes, there was no safe crack house. But now there's a safe place you can shoot up illicit drugs.
Yeah, but they've been doing that here. They did that for like 3 years here.
Here in Denver, we've had that for years. But now he wants to make it nationwide, and he's given $23 million to the local government.
Man, can't get another stimulus.
Bam.
I'm kidding.
$23 million of that.
That's fucked up, man. Like, there's other needs, man. I just can't understand the math and where they come up with all these numbers. It costs $55,000 per month or some shit to house four homeless people. What? Crazy shit like that. You know what I mean? Crazy ass numbers. I'm like, who's doing the math? An embezzler?
Yep.
That shit is so insane. What the hell?
Yeah, it's like millions of dollars just for one hotel that has 60 rooms. Millions of dollars. I'm like, what? That motherfucker's already built. There's already shit in it. I can just put somebody in it.
Right, you tell me that all that costs, all that millions of dollars, they're not going to let them people inside there for free?
Exactly. They rejected it. They're rejecting probable buildings that they could have bought. They were the people that were asking for the money this week for city council. Yeah, they rejected like a whole hotel where we live that could house 60 people. They rejected that offer. They said, "Well, we didn't know. Probably passed the buck or something." And white people are crazy. But I was like, "You know what, man? That's real fucked up." But where do you come up with all these numbers? Like, who's doing the math over there? Somebody's just tacking on extra $1,000. It's like the police, they're supposed to be getting paid $50 an hour. They're getting paid $200 an hour. Just stand there watching people get swept.
The EIT and the hot team.
Yeah, man. That's what it's fucked up. And I'm like, dude, who's doing the math over there? What fucking con artist, fucking money laundering, fucking embezzlement, fraudulent individuals doing the math, because they're making bank. And so you kept giving up the money. And nobody's getting really help. I mean, we see the same 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
For like the last 5 years, if not longer. It's terrible. And then they want to tell Che, whatever, you know, because he's going to be the mayor. You know, so they try to discourage him. I'm like, no, man, you need a regular black person in office. Just so you can remember what it's like to be black.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Motherfucking coonish motherfucking ideas and shit and waste of money. You got white women making decisions for fucking everybody and their mother, and the money's getting spent and they're not even allocating the funds appropriately.
And the money still goes to them.
Yeah, and they have the audacity to talk about this building they call the Fusion, about how it's successful. What? How is it successful when the whole plumbing on the third and fourth floor is coming down on the first floor? There's no working nothing. The elevator can get stuck.
Exactly. How about that?
Damn. Yeah, well, she was 5 minutes from where I live. It's crazy over here. They talk about us as a success story. It's been so many failures that come out of here. And this whole building was a failure to begin with. It had fucked up plumbing. They bought an old city building and put a bunch of unhoused people in it. And they expected it.
Damn, so along the plumbing too, and they have
so
no electricity. Damn.
Like, I'm lucky because my apartment, since I've been here almost 2 years, I haven't had those issues, but I know several people in the building that have. And Lady Che, when she lived, she had those issues. So.
Yeah.
Okay, you're back.
Damn.
Like, what I'm saying is, City Council is like, they just put an article out in the newspaper over here this week talking about all the corruption, all the non-accounting for funds that's been going on over here in the city. People have gotten money and haven't did nothing with it. You hear me? Like, lots of money, favoritism. You know, crazy shit. This crazy corruption. And it's like, yeah, I made a speech on a city council this week. I was like, if you're giving the money to the wrong shit, the wrong people, and then that means the right people aren't getting housed, how are anybody supposed to trust you to make right decisions?
We've been going so hard on Denver City Council that they're trying to limit how many people can speak they want to increase it to every 3 months. You can only speak once every 3 months because we've been going so hard on these mugs about their treatment of the unhoused, about all the corruption.
Cussing them out every week.
Damn. So
every
3 months.
Yeah,
they
cussing them out, like, hard.
Yeah.
They call me
out. Right now, the voice would be heard every week, but now they're trying to make it where the voice isn't heard until every 3 months. So every quarter, they get to hear from you.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm lying.
Yeah, we've been going so hard.
Why every 3 months?
I've been cussing about.
Right, but
they don't want to they don't want to hear the attack on the city council.
true.
The city council is like fucking making the worst decisions ever. And every week we're like,
y'all got to
probably doing the best.
Y'all got to and y'all got to fight hard for y'all. So and don't give up. Sure.
I think we're like the only black people to do it every week, huh?
Consistently every week. It's us.
They call me a bully in the newspaper, man.
What? A bully? Really?
It's bad enough they put me at the bottom of the list. Now they don't want me to speak except every 3 months.
Yeah.
Damn, Bubba J. Damn, see? Damn.
I just think they don't want to say he's going to be the mayor anymore.
I'm not up there. But sure. And you're lucky that I'm not up there. I will go up there with you.
I've been on the bottom of the list for the last month at least. They done put me at the bottom of the list. Every time I sign up to speak, I'm at the bottom of the list.
Damn. I'm looking at that.
You should be like at the top or right there on the middle, Bubba J. But they
always I think it's because we called it out. They don't want to hear him say he's going to be the mayor in 2023. Because we keep trying to act like he's not. And I keep bringing it up like, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Right. So I say you gotta keep floating.
Now they start to feel it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to feel that fire, man.
Right.
It's not gonna be like 2019. I want them to feel the fear.
Right. Yeah, I was about to say like, please don't quit, y'all. Just keep doing what y'all do.
Well, yeah, we are
doing what y'all do. And you know, and they just swap it. Damn, we last 10 minutes. Oh, man.
Listen,
we're on
our
last 10 minutes.
Before we go into overtime, don't nobody hang up. We'll be going into overtime here in 8 minutes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Okay, so shift out, Lady Kay, and then we jumble to closing.
Yeah, like I was saying, I wanted to feel the heat. What a regular person has to do. They gotta want to work hard, but come up with whatever and get all these votes or whatever. But I just wanted to feel the intimidation. It's not gonna be like last time when he ran. It's gonna be more dramatic. Because I was like, hey, you gonna understand. Every time you forget about him, I'm gonna make you remember. You know. Yeah. Because they be trying to badmouth him or make him feel like, or make it seem like he's not enough or he's not, he don't have the right things or probably something, and then they drop little hints on how he can do it, you know? It's like passive aggressive shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Yeah, that's exactly
what. And I've been cussing out the council. Because there's a city council called One Lady and Friend. Yeah, like, oh, you fucking making just the worst choices, man.
We got 13 members and only one of them is worth it down.
And that's what I say. I was like, man, he's about to play musical political chairs here shortly. I can't wait.
No,
man. It's like I watched all the secrets.
I'm going to go in there just to cuss them out some more. Sure.
Well,
that's
you want to tell them what you got planned for tangibles for people, but you don't want to tell them because they motherfuckers steal their ideas. So everything's locked up in the vault. Your vault, the mind. You hear it?
Because
it's going to be awful when Jesse Sullivan got fucking their politics are a dish that says cold. Very cold.
Cold. Yep, they have their own code, the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have their masonry.
They're free mason rituals. They got their own 666. I don't know why they...
Oh, I know you got paper
here
that you have to sign before you run for political office and get on the ballot. It literally says that you will not be convicted of all kinds of crimes. I mean, malfeasance is on there, bribery is on there, racketeering is on there. It's all kinds of shit that's on there. But we're down to the last 5 minutes, Black family. So we're going to start giving our closings before we go into overtime. So ladies first, all right. Lady Che. All right.
Black family, stay black, stay dangerous. Keep your head, you know, in constant rotation. You know, we have no friends. It doesn't matter if they look like you, look like me, look like them. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. We have no friends. It's just, you know, we've got to remember that the people that think like us have to be in alignment with us. The ones that are too comfortable and they want to stay in the house and continue to, you know, live off the man and whatever his you know, politics are, fake promises, blah, blah, blah. Just remember, there's nothing tangible in it for you. And as soon as you wake up, you know, you catch up with us. But by that point in time, it's already in motion. You know, we want to move forward. We want to make things right for all of our people that are out there struggling, our political prisoners, free them all, free the land. We want to do a whole bunch of things. And it's nice to want them things, but we know what we have to do. And in my case, I'm just going to try to be the best person I can of service right now because that's all I know. That's all I know what to do with myself. You know, with limited education, I just know that I just want people to not feel left out outside, ignored, hungry, cold. I've been there, you know what I mean? Other than that, I'm always like, you know, FTP all day, every day. You know, I feel really ashamed of the city. Cities that decided to stop the funding of the police and go back to, you know, enabling their malice and killing of us and things like that. Shame on you people. Shame on you states that allow that shit. That's just not in alignment with us. And no white supremacy pass should be given, no matter, as long as I'm breathing. I just cannot. And I see it, I'm just calling it out. It doesn't matter if they're in our color or their color, you know what I mean? One thing is for sure is that we're never going to progress if we don't at least try to actually make physical movements for our future. So I'm going to start with my street, and that's all I know how to do. That's my tangible. That's what I'm going to start implementing this week.
Right on, Lady Chay.
Not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
okay. Each one, teach one. We already got black family, black love, black power, black unity. Time to come together. We need to stay on code in the state of a crisis like this. We're going to get through this on turbulent times. We've been doing all hard times and rough times. We've been doing ups and downs, but time to come together to unify. Has your time seen our name, the same narrative? Has your time seen the same routine? Call on Brother Black Experience. We do this every Tuesdays, and we also mostly do it on Sundays. So make sure your call is chime with us so we can give you the real black truth and black love, black power. I love y'all. Peace.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Isaiah out of Baltimore. He's been with us since day one, day zero.
Yep. I'm the OG up in here.
My favorite.
We got a Colleen. Don't nobody hang up. We're about to go on to overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, people. We at it again. We are coalescing in order for us to materialize certain mindsets. We got to exchange information with each other and become familiar. I'm seeing a lot of good things, but we're not recalling too much of our ancestors. We don't have a hard time connecting with our leadership. And you know, if we don't have respect for our leadership, the Most High in the universe will not send us more leadership. I think that's the problem that we're going through right now, that we have a lack of leadership in the community, and that people are doing this to be famous, not doing it because they really have a vision for the community, which is beneficial for all people. Right? So once we start to realize that we can have respect for our leadership, we can be prepared for the unexpected and allow for the day to move in a rhythm, which is beneficial for our past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Thank you to all our callers. Thank you to Lady Chay. Thank you to Brother Isaiah, Brother Colleen, and of course the Oak, the Black Sabaka's Black Experience, or Sabaka Sankori, which this show is named after. I'm your co-host Chan Kroman, and this has been episode 249 of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. Make sure you check us out next Tuesday, and we'll be back with a brand new episode of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. And in the meantime, donate to the Cash Apps of JLP5280 and Seduction Doll 13 so we can keep this platform running. Thank you for all the insight and education that was given. And also check out Frontline Black News on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Check out the Revolutionary Agenda on Thursday.
They checked about that last episode.
on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Yeah, thank you for all the education and insight that was given on this call tonight. And peace, mm-hmm. love, light, black empowerment. We're going to go out with James Brown, Stay Loud. All right, peace, love, light, black empowerment.
Yep. Stay loud.
Watch it up loud.
Put your bad stuff. Say it loud. Say it loud. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. I say we want to quit moving because we get what we deserve. We've been duped and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about as you and you bone. You as it takes you eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share. Say it loud. Say it loud. One more time. Say it loud. I worked on jobs with my feet in my hands. You know, all the work I did was for the other man. Things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone.